It's been hot the last few days, and when the air hangs windless in this Ohio River Valley, heat can spell trouble. That's when the city issues air quality alerts. Louisville's Air Pollution Control District spokesman Matt Stahl says they're meant to serve two purposes. One is to warn people who might be more susceptible to lung trouble.
In and of itself, the pollution is a concern, but then when you add that with the heat of the day, then people with lung issues, heart issues, the very young, the very old, they're going to really have a hard time. Number two, though, is to get people to do some things that would lessen the amount of pollution on that day.
Things like taking the bus, carpooling, combining errands. The air quality alerts mean there'll be a greater concentration of pollutants like soot and smog. Stahl says forecasters use everything from transportation data to weather models to determine whether to issue an alert.
There are meteorologists that we work with. They have a computer model that they use, and then our monitoring people here participate in a daily call with them, and they come up with, based on what that model tells them, and then based on their own knowledge, you know, what we're looking at for the next day.
And every fall, Stahl says they conduct a survey of residents to find out if they're paying attention to the alerts and whether or not they'd be likely to do something about them.
What we've seen really over the last 7 years is a gradual increase in, you know, the knowledge base of people. And more importantly, we've also seen that more and more people are willing not just to learn about it, but to do something about it.
The survey results show that in the fall of 2005, about 86% of respondents said they'd heard of an air quality alert day. By November 2007, the number was 97%. Most respondents understood that air quality alerts meant that people with lung problems might have more trouble on those days. As for whether they said they were more likely to do things to help with the air, the results are mixed. In 2006, just 5% said they'd ride the bus. Last year, only 4%. Barry Barker heads Louisville's transit system, TARC. He says Louisvillians may not be hearing about air quality alerts with enough time to react.
Our sense is that the levels of ridership don't change very much because people have pretty much already made their plans of how they're going to get around on that given day.
It's one thing to make plans for the day when you don't have asthma or another kind of lung condition. But if you do, an air quality alert can send an entirely different message. The afternoon shift is just beginning for emergency doctor Brendan Weatherton at Jewish Hospital Medical Center East. This emergency department will probably see between 60 and 65 patients today. Normally, about three of those would complain of trouble breathing, wheezing, severe asthma. But today, the city has issued an air quality alert. In a quiet office outside triage, Weatherton says that number could be up today.
We're seeing the same number of patients on the good days and the bad days, but there's an increase of about 60% based on the respiratory complaints.
Weatherton says he checks for air quality alerts before work. He says he believes they're effective, both in terms of how they help him treat patients, as well as how some patients might take precautions.
I might spend a little more time with the patient discussing the do's and don'ts on those type of days. I have heard patients, when I mention that it's a poor air quality day, they do say, oh yes, I did hear that.
Still, even if you don't already have respiratory problems, Weatherton says poor air quality affects us all. The city's annual survey about air quality alert days shows that more residents are beginning to believe they can have an impact on air quality by changing certain behaviors. And they say air quality is an important facet of quality of life. But the extent to which they're changing those behaviors to have it is still an open question. For WFBL, I'm Kristen Espeland.